Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I actually began my career many years ago training telephone sales reps to have greater influence and impact over the telephone. And I've rolled all of those tips and tools and techniques that I pioneered many years ago into this mini podcast and a corresponding course where I'm going to offer you one big idea, one big action step, one big thing that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. So let's get started. Today's episode is entitled How to Build Your Brand When You Are Not Leading the Conference Call. So I know for so many of you out there, I've received questions asking, how do I build my brand? How do I shine on conference calls when I'm not the leader? I don't have the floor. I don't control the platform. I am showing up in someone else's meeting or my boss's meeting. And how do I build my brand? How do I get seen? How do I get my ideas across? How do I shine in these environments? And I think that is a fantastic question, because for most of you who are attending conference calls, you're doing just that. You're attending them, and you have to find ways to really get your message across on the calls. So I totally get that. And one of the things that I think you have to consider when you're a member of a virtual team or you attend a lot of virtual meetings, specifically conference calls, is to really think about, how can you stand out from the crowd? How can you differentiate yourself from your peers? How do you get your voice heard? These are all important questions, and these are all questions that are related to great brands, right? Great brands stand out. They're differentiated. In the work environment, you don't want to be so differentiated that it's hard for people to connect with you or that it is outside of the culture, but you do want to be differentiated enough and stand out enough that you get noticed. And it's a little harder in a virtual environment because your audience does not have the benefit of seeing you, seeing your body language, your facial expression, and reading you and getting to know you in that way. So in a virtual environment, and particularly on conference calls, here's a few things you can try to really make sure that you're building your brand on the calls. So the first thing is you need to be present, right? You need to be present. And I know you guys hear me say this all the time on every podcast, but it bears repeating and I can't say it enough. The more present you are, the more powerful you are. The more present you are, the more we notice you, the more your energy level goes up and you become someone who has presence, right? The more present you are, the more presence you have. And in a virtual environment, you really want to turn that virtual presence on so that people notice you, right? You want to be present. You want to be listening and hearing what's going on. You want to be ready to respond. You want to be energetic. You want to be accurate. When you do respond, you want to be accurate and relevant to the conversation and adding value. You want to be willing to step up and speak up on these calls. And you want to be concise when you do step up and speak up. Be clear and concise. So there are lots of different ways that you want to show up on these calls that really build your brand. And all of those B's that I just named do just that, right? Be present, be listening, be ready to respond, be energetic, be accurate, relevant, and adding value, be willing to step up and speak out, be concise, be clear. All of these things add value, and these are the things that you want to do on the call. And whether you're leading or not, if you're somebody who, you know, as a leader of a call, and I lead quite a few conference calls a week, as a leader of a call, I'm very aware of the people or in my audience on that call who are really listening. I'm very aware of the people who are really present, and those people stay prominently in my mind, right? I'm really aware of the folks who really respond right away because I can tell they're right there with me. They're not multitasking, right? I'm really aware of the people who step up and who speak up, who raise their hand virtually to let me know they have a question, or who are willing to sort of step up and volunteer for something, or add their point of view, or add a point that they want to make, right? So all of those things that you do and that I suggest leaders do on calls are really the exact same thing I suggest attendees of conference calls do if you want to build your brand. Now, of course, if you're not leading the call, you don't have access to the technology. You can't leverage that technology, but you can make sure you're in the best and most optimal environment for your for you to present. You can make sure that you know how to use your mute button on and off. You can make sure that you're listening and you're ready and available and present so that when, if you called on unexpectedly, that you can respond in a way that projects confidence and credibility and all those things, right? So those are the ways that you begin to build your brand or grow your brand in a virtual environment. So my friends, your action step for this podcast is to practice several of the B's, right? So the B's were be present, be listening, be ready to respond, be energetic, be accurate, relevant, and adding value, be willing to step up and speak up, be concise, and be clear, right? So if you just decide you want to take a few of the B's and practice them on your very next conference call, then you will see a big difference. And if you begin to practice the B's over every single conference call, then cumulatively, you will begin accruing value and adding value to your brand and growing your brand. Because senior leaders on the phone, your other colleagues will know that you're the person who's always energetic. You're the person who's always present. You're the person who's ready and has an answer. You're the person who's listened very closely to what's being asked or what's being said and able to add great value in your responses to the questions and comments on the call. You want to be known as that person. And when you learn how to do that and you practice those B's, then you will absolutely build your brand even if you are not leading the conference call. So give it a try and let me know how it works. Now, if you want to know more about how to build your brand when you're not leading the conference call or anything else related to leading virtual teams, go right over to the website and take a look at the webinar, the course that's coming up entitled Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the same as the podcast, and you can find us at CWIforvirtualteams.com. I am Rasheryl McCreary, your host, and I am signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.